Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
I don't know how this is going to end, but I don't have a good feeling it'll stop. This is fascinating. If you can boil all this smash and grab down to one story today, which you almost have to do because there's so much of it now across multiple states, it'd be this one, which I think is pretty demonstrative. This is from the UK Daily Mail. Looters steal $5 million worth of products from just 15 cannabis shops in a San Francisco Bay Area in a single month.
Yeah, the Bay Area is going to pot, isn't it?
Just going to pot. Yeah. One of the guys, this is very interesting, one of the guys who owns one of the shops is a former street drug dealer. Alfonso Tucky Blunt.
Oh, the irony.
Yeah, I could have a lot of fun with this. Okay, so he used to be a street dealer, but he went straight. Now he owns the pot shop. Or he did. He says he actually knows of 25 shops that have been hit, including his own, and that only half of them will be able to reopen. And the reason is because pot shops have trouble getting insurance. So these smash and grab thieves go in, they take all the inventory, right? And they think, oh, well, the insurance will just cover it. These guys are rich. They sell pot. Well, they're not, because they don't have insurance.
No.
So when they get robbed, that's it. They're wiped out. And you know what he said? Again, he said, I used to be a street dealer. He said that was safer and more profitable. He said, I was safer. I had more money selling on the street illegally. I said, I want to go back to that. I give up.
Well, like they say, crime pays.
I know. So, but this is just, it's just illustrative of what's going on. Now listen to what this is all entailed. More than 15 cannabis shops in Oakland were robbed last month. So this is just in Oakland, okay? With gangs of thieves firing 175 shots in the process and stealing about $5 million worth of products.
And I thought when we started, we were told that when you legalize this, that the criminal aspect of it will go away.
Yeah, well, tell that to the people at Louis Vuitton, too. I guess after you get high from the pot shop, you just head on down to Louis, get yourself a nice bag, some shoes. Okay. What do they sell there? I don't know. I don't go. People like you and I don't go there.
No,
we don't know.
No, I have no idea.
It's expensive stuff, though, I'm sure. So this is a problem. And the most galling thing over the weekend, and this really kind of was Friday's story, but I didn't get to it, was there was this huge series, big series of robberies. Mm-hmm. From November 18th through the 28th or 29th, something like that. And they were done by one gang, okay? So they rack up millions. So the LAPD is really proud. They get 14 of them. Did you see this?
No.
Oh, yeah. They figured out who they were,
arrested
them, and you'll never guess what the authorities had to do. Because of the bail laws, they had to let them go right out the door.
Oh, well, now there you go.
Right. So this isn't, it's one guy caught in one robbery. This is the gang. They do it over and over and over again. Multiple, brazen, daylight, pull up in your car. This is what amazes me. Don't even bother to cover the license plate.
Yeah.
Because, everybody gets that now on the video. I mean, you drive down the street, they can get that, and they do. You'll go by a gas station, they'll pick you up. You know, even if you don't go into the gas station, you're just going down the road, it picks up video all the time. Our sheriff's department does it. Our sheriff's agency, they'll go out and get it. None of the 14 suspects remain in custody after all that.
Well, there you go. That's what no bail will do for you.
Okay.
And then you have AOC claiming that, these smash and grab things, that's not going on, that's not a thing.
No, she didn't see that. No, it didn't happen.
So I guess that, too, is Russian disinformation.
Oh, yeah. Well, did you see Walgreens straighten her out on that?
Yeah.
Walgreens, personally, like the corporation, was like, no. Here's what she said. A lot of these allegations of organized retail theft are not actually panning out, she said in an interview with the Washington Times. I believe it's a Walgreens in California cited it, but the data doesn't back it up. I mean, we're watching them on TV, honey.
Yeah.
It's not data. It's nuts. Walgreens told the Washington Times that contrary to what Ocasio-Cortez says, quote, organized retail crime is one of the top challenges facing the giant retail giant right now. In fact, the problem has evolved beyond shoplifting and petty theft to the sale of stolen and counterfeit goods online. It's so bad that security costs at Walgreens stores in San Francisco are now 46 times greater than the average Walgreens site across the nation.
Maybe they should just be posting it on TikTok and she might notice it.
Yeah, maybe that'll help. Yeah. Representative Jim Banks similarly called Ocasio-Cortez's remarks tone deaf and offensive to the family of an Oakland security guard who was murdered while protecting a TV news crew during a smash and grab.
That's a thing. That's a thing, Congresswoman.
Yeah. Unlike the part where she claimed that she was menaced by a crowd that never actually entered the building.
In a building that she wasn't in.
Right. That other building or something. Yeah. In other words, she made the whole thing up about January 6th. Now, this is actual. Even going back to the smash and grab of the pot stores, the statistic is that just smacked me. There's two. The 5 million and the fact that in the process of this month where they hit these shops, 175 shots were fired. So these people are not messing around, Lee. They are coming in there. They've got guns drawn. They are more than willing to shoot, fire, and kill.
Yeah.
And they have no fear.
Well, it's... I don't want to see that expand anywhere else.
No.
But it will get real interesting if it starts happening in some of these areas where more of the populace is armed.
See, I was wondering that over the weekend. Like, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't try that around here.
No.
Because you just don't know. So it's going to be interesting to see because, first of all, I don't know. I mean, criminal justice here could be greatly improved in South Carolina. Too many people let out as it is. Mm-hmm. But it's not as bad as California by any stretch.
Right.
And, you know, here we go. We're not seeing this like this in places, you know, that are red, quite frankly.
Not yet.
But the Democrats want to bring the zero bail policy across the country.
Yeah.
And they want to make sure that they, you know, let as many people out of prison as possible. I mean, we heard just last week Rashida Tlaib explaining to Axios how she wants to free, like, all the federal prisoners. Like, all of them.
Yeah.
You mean just let them out? Uh-huh. And the Axios guy's like, are you sure about that? And she's like, well, I might have to review some of the cases. And he's like, well, yeah, but the legislation that you're pushing would let every single federal prisoner out. I mean, we're talking about sex offenders. Like, serious ones. Like organized sex, child sex ring.
Right.
Take a listen. I'll just play a little bit. By the way, this is a liberal reporter, okay? This is Axios. Should give you some idea what the Democrats, where the Democrats are going with this.
In 2020, you endorsed the BREATHE Act, which is a series of proposals to transform America's criminal justice system and create, quote, a roadmap for prison abolition. The BREATHE Act proposes emptying federal detention facilities within 10 years. To what extent have you wrestled with any potential downsides of releasing into society every single person who's currently in a federal prison?
Yeah, I think that everyone's like, oh my God, we're going to just release everybody.
That's not what the act says.
But did you see how many people are mentally ill that are in prison right now?
No, I know, but the act that you says release everyone in 10 years.
But think about it, who are releasing?
But there are like human traffickers.
Oh, I know.
Child sex. Do you mean that you don't actually support that? You endorse the bill.
No, I endorse the BREATHE Act and looking at the policies and how we incarcerate. Absolutely.
But it says in there.
But you cannot just blankly say, oh, look, she wants. That's not what I'm.
But that's like in plain text.
But what I'm saying is look at who's in prison now. No, look at.
She is such a flake.
Yeah.
Well, but that's what your bill says. You're going to let them all out.
Right.
No, but you are.
Yeah.
This is what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
And then you put that next to AOC, Lee, who's like, there's no smash and grab, but it's on television.
Yeah.
Every day. CBS, Louis Vuitton, Lululemon. No. No, but it is. I mean, like, LAPD says it is. Like, no. Okay. This is what we're doing.
These are crime deniers.
Yes! Thank you! Crime deniers. Man, she'd have made a great Baghdad Bob. You know? Or maybe she could get a gig at CNN where she could stand in front of burning buildings
Yeah, and say there's, you know, peaceful protest going
on. Peaceful
here.
Protest. There's nothing behind me. Did you see? No, that is a campfire. They're cooking s'mores. Well, it looks like the whole building's on fire there, like all six stories of it. No. As the smoke wafts over the scene, right? Is this country? Oh, my gosh. Lee, I think about this every day. Where will we be in 3 years? Or, God forbid, five?
Yeah.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, the WHO, following proudly behind the Terra Show. This is not hard to do. We're doing science now at a high level, and I'm not qualified to do that. I'm not at all. I'm not going to. I've got a journalism degree, and yet, this year I've beaten people who run the Fed. How? Because this is stuff that is so knowable if you just do a little reading. Which nobody wants to do. We all want to proclaim a bunch of stuff and move on. This is today's society. World Health Organization just admitted, are you ready for this? World Health Organization just admitted there's no evidence, quote, no evidence, unquote, to suggest that COVID boosters offer protection, greater protection to healthy people. Right now, there's no evidence that I'm aware of that would suggest boosting the entire population is going to necessarily provide any greater protection for otherwise healthy individuals against hospitalization and death, says who? Says Dr. Mike Ryan, the WHO's World Health Organization emergency director. Question the logic of some countries trying to produce more booster doses to vaccinate anyone aged 18 and older. The real risk of severe disease, hospitalization, and death lies in particular in the at-risk and vulnerable individuals who do not require protection against all variants. I mean, who do require protection against all variants of COVID-19. Mm-hmm. So the WHO, who we're told by social media, we must believe anything China tells them to say. That's what they're saying. And we'll just ignore it. A lot of other interesting news related to all of this over the weekend. I can't even get to cover it all. Majority of the American population now says the reason they don't want more COVID vaccines is because of side effects. Not surprised by that. Not one iota. I mean, even the Biden vaccination mandate allowed paid medical leave for you to deal with the side effects after you have the vaccine. So it was the first real admission that there are side effects. I was gobsmacked by it. And so people who've had it or they have family members who've had it know the side effects with it. Quite a few of them. And it might just be you feel nasty. They just don't feel like doing it again. By the way, you know what? I'm seeing a lot of this too. I retweeted this one. I've seen so many of them. I could have retweeted them all. But this is just like a liberal, a person, somebody, I don't know, not opposed to the vaccine. Tweeted, I've had 3 jabs and I've got to say I've had enough of hearing the Pfizer CEO saying they don't work and we need another one. Frankly, I'm prepared to take a jab, but not prepared to make myself sick constantly every few months. I've had side effects to every jab, not again. So this is a triple jab person who's like, I'm over it. I am done with this. Now look at what they just did with the travel policy that started at midnight this morning. What did they just do? They're not requiring a vaccine to get back in the country if you're an American citizen. They're requiring a test or that you prove that you have immunity. There's no vaccine in there yet. They'd do it if they could, believe me. No vaccine in there. Why? Because they don't need the vaccine to get to vaccine passports. and a tracking system and digital papers, travel papers, permission from your government. They don't need that. They could do the same thing with testing. Well, we're going to need you to test every time you get on a plane. So you're going to need to have that QR code on your phone so we could track everywhere you go. Texter writes, hey, Tara, wonder what the Democrats will do when the criminals come to their doorstep. Oh, we've already seen this. They cancel you. No, I mean, if you get a hit over the head by a criminal who you voted to let out, to cancel you. That's what happens. It's kind of like if they tell you to take the shot and then you get sick, paralyzed, hospitalized. You were an advocate for it before, but now you're sick, you get canceled. You just cease to exist. They ban you, bar you, shove you under the table. Texter writes, hey, Tara, they implement travel restrictions 2 years later with four question marks. I know, it makes no sense. Texter writes, hey, Tara, regarding AOC, they don't brew enough beer. Oh, my. Texter writes, okay, can't read that one. Try not to cuss on the text line. Texter writes, AOC thinks the smash and grabbers are entitled to do so. Another text writes, if there was a small grab of that expensive ice cream at Pelosi's house, I bet they'd be prosecuted. Yeah, in that one crime, yeah, not the rest of it. Another texter writes, if you're not tough on crime, crime is tough on you. Another texter writes, Tara, do you remember back in the 30s when the gangster was asked, why do you rob banks? And he answered, because that's where the money is. If you want to steal pot, you have to go to pot shops, says Jim in Easley. Let's jump on the line with Lawrence and Tiara. Hey, Lawrence.
Hey, Tara. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
When you shared that story this morning about the cops, my heart just went out to them. We got to pray for them and try to encourage them when we see them, because imagine capturing these people and bringing them in, and then they immediately get released, and it's not like they're going to show up for their court date, because first of all, there's no bail against them. Secondly, why would they? They're criminals. And so then the cops have to go out a second time with warrants and try to arrest. I can't imagine the type of discouragement that these law enforcement officers have to face. And my heart just goes out to them. And I just, if any are listening now, thank you for what you do. You are appreciated. And we're grateful for all the hard work you do. And I'm sorry that the laws don't really help your cause at all.
No, they don't. They don't. It's really frustrating. By the way, Lawrence, thank you so much for your call, Lawrence. Lawrence was talking about the new stats out that were unbelievable. 130% increase in ambush attacks on police officers since 2020. Anybody wondering what does that add up to? This is, again, according to the National Fraternal Order of Police. They track this. 314 officers shot since the beginning of the year. 119 of those shootings occurring in the midst of 95 separate ambush-style attacks on officers, resulting in 28 total gunfire deaths. And again, that's 130% since 2020. So again, the ambush attack is, I mean, you know, I'll go ahead and say it's a political attack. It's a political attack. It's a political statement. This is where an officer who has no interest in interacting with you, you either sneak up on them and shoot them because you don't like officers, or you call them to a scene of a fake crime so you can ambush them when they get there. Up 130% since 2020. Like I said, I remember Lee and I would do these each and every one when they happened. And I said, this is going to happen. This is going to get out of control. And now there's so many, I can't do them all. It's been, what, 2 years? Well, you know me, I can't resist a flamethrower story. Fascinated to find out flamethrowers are in fact legal. You can own one. The founders would be proud. And the story does have a moral to it. And that people are, they're just hair trigger right now. You really got to be careful. Sometimes you see people do something like take that parking space when you were sitting there very nicely, politely waiting with your turn signal on, and bam, they pull right in front of you. Boy, that makes me mad. But you can't react. You can't. Because people are nuts out there. They are absolutely nuts. And Andre Abrams of Gainesville, Florida, is certainly no exception. 57 years old. He should know better. He and his neighbors have had multiple arguments about parking, and he was upset again. So this time, when the neighbors parked in what he perceived to be his space, he walked out of his home with a flamethrower and started spraying it in the direction of their car while people were sitting in it. The flamethrower he owns, in case you want to look it up, is the XM42 Light, and it can shoot flames more than 20 feet. God bless America. Three kids were in the car while he did it. They're all, I don't know how old they are, but they're all definitely clearly juveniles. Anyway, luckily no one was hurt. The flames never actually hit the car, but the witnesses says they got within 5 feet of it. I'm not sure how he thought this would end. National attention. Anyway, Andre admitted to it, but he doesn't think it's any big deal because he claimed no one was ever in danger. He said if he wanted to burn the car, he would have, and his flamethrower certainly could have done it. He's facing 3 counts of aggravated assault. Okay. So we'll move on for that. The crazy people out there. You can't react. By the way, see, the percentage of Americans, this is going to be very interesting to watch, okay? The percentage of Americans who want Joe Biden to run again for president, what would you guess it is? Yeah, man, I like him. Like, he should run again. 22%, an all-time recorded low for this period in Joe Biden's presidency in polling, modern polling history. 22%. So you can see why they're beginning to float. Buttigieg. Yeah. They can't put this guy on the ballot. Should he survive that long because he's so old? They cannot put this guy. He's not going to be on the ballot next time. He's not. There's no way. Did you see him Friday? Oh, my gosh. I couldn't believe they sent him out. A terrible economic report. Absolutely awful. Fell short of the jobs predictions by 6 figures. They sent him out. He's got a cold. Bad one. He looks like death warmed over. And it's awful. I would have just kept him in and sent some trade representative out if you ask me, but they did. Did you notice, by the way, I thought this was interesting. He felt that he had to explain how he got sick. Did you notice this? He said his grandson gave it to him. Oh, my grandson, you know, it's always somebody else's fault with Joe. In this case, it's the grandson. But have you noticed, this is how our society is now. If you got sick before, like before COVID, you just came, you were sick, you came to work, whatever. You didn't have to apologize for it. You didn't have to explain how it happened. It wasn't viewed as a failure on your part. Have you seen this? People have, they have to explain how they got sick. Especially if they're liberals in public positions. They've got to be, well, it's my fault. I'll try again harder next time. I could have prevented this. No, you couldn't. No, you couldn't. So there's that. All right, let's jump on over to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, see what's going on over there. Text writes, Tara, I drive a Dodge Charger and have to go to work while it's still dark out. I worry when someone slows down beside me thinking I'm a cop. It makes me want to sell my car sometimes. Oh, you're talking about you're afraid of getting ambushed. Just for my own safety, he writes, thanks to all the officers out there. Another texter writes, oh, or they cut in front of you in the grocery store line. Oh, that drives me nuts. Absolutely nuts. Texter writes, I've had my vaccine, will not be getting another one. It made my kidneys bleed. Jeez, the side effects were miserable, and I don't believe it did anything for my immunity. So y'all always leave the most important thing out of your text. Are your kidneys okay now? Or do you have permanent damage? Let me know. Was that the first shot or the second? Jeez. Another texter writes. Oh, okay. Everybody should own a flamethrower. Nothing strikes fear into the hearts of rioters and looters. Like potentially being burned alive. I just don't know I'd use it that way. We don't condone that at all on the show. Texter rates available in gunships near you. Not cheap. No, I can't imagine it is. Yeah. I'm still amazed the flamethrower is legal in the country. But it is. Texter writes, the left likes to say we could save just one life when it comes to an incredibly small number of deaths and children from COVID-19. Yeah, then they should do that. Literally a handful a year. But when it comes to police officer ambushes or violent crime in cities, which is an order of magnitude more, death apparently Just saving one life doesn't matter. No. Texter writes, I don't think that was Biden with the frog in the throat voice. The accent was odd, a stand-in. Well, they haven't done it yet that I know of, but I wouldn't put it past them either. That's just me. All right, this is going to be very interesting to watch this go down. Okay, Trump, have you seen what Trump has done? He's raised $1 billion. He has to do this too, by the way, if he wants to run again. He's raised $1 billion in investment cash for his new communication system, text system, social media system that it's Truth Social. Trump's new anti-censorship social media site has attracted a further $1 billion in investment. Trump announced Saturday, announcing the injection of cash into his upcoming Truth Social, Trump said. $1 billion spent sends an important message to big tech that censorship and political discrimination must end. As our balance sheet expands, Trump Media and Technology Group will be in a stronger position to fight back against the tyranny of big tech. This is going to be fascinating to watch this go down. Because they can't allow this to exist. They can't. You know why? Because the pull of Trump is so strong for those who love him and for those who hate him. This is why it attracted the money. I know they pulled this. They had to have. It's just gut. You could tell. Trump's Truth Social opens. Left-wingers will be on there. They are going to be on there trolling. They will not be able to resist. They're not going to make it 3 days. Their fingers will twitch. It's not going to be just another conservative free speech ghetto. That's what I call them, ghettos. Like, where they, you know, during World War II, the Germans would put people in ghettos, razor wire it. That's what they do to speech here among conservatives. They end up trapped in those. There's no way they can let that. They can't let that. I don't know what they'll do. I don't know how they'll get it off the internet, but they will. Oh, their little heads are already spinning. They're already trying to figure this out. This after the ex-president was banned from Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube after the January 6th insurrection, in which a mob of his supporters attacked the U.S. Capitol. He needs this to communicate just to be able to run. So watch this. They will not let him have that. I'm telling you, they will. They cannot. They can't. They have to control speed. They cannot have a large place or space where people could even go to find out the truth. They cannot have that. It will mess up their program. And that's what this will be. It's going to be bigger and much more successful than anything anybody else on our side has tried, from the Gabs to the Getters. And they will shut it down. We just don't know how yet, but they will. Like drinking to excess at all. I like to giggle and then I'm done. Just give me a glass and I'm finished. 14.6 times a year. Wow. Okay. Anyway, those from Finland and Denmark were least likely to regret getting drunk. The place where people drink and then drive in their cars the most is right here in Greer. At least it was last year. I don't know what it is now. So there you go. A new study, allergy sufferers have nearly 40% lower risk of COVID-19 infection. You know why I bet that is? It says in those taking immunosuppressants had a 53% lower risk. Yeah, because they're on steroids. That's what it is. All right, let's jump on over to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line and see what's going on over there. 71307. Texter writes, good morning, Tara. On the school bullying issue, I had a female friend whose son was bullied. Father is a reformed ex-convict. He went to the bully's house and told the father if it happened again, he would be back and start bullying him. It worked. Ha ha. I'm glad it worked. Another texter writes, hey, Tara, I'm the one who drives the Charger. I am a woman and alone in the early morning, just to clarify. You know, I get it. So this is a person, you know, we were talking about the ambush killings of police officers up 130% since 2020. And she was saying she drives a Charger and she's often out at night or early morning. She's afraid she'll get shot at because her car looks like it's a police car. Oh, man. Sober for 3 years now. Great for you. I drank every night until drunk from the age of 18 to 32. Fantastic that you are sober. Good for you. That is not an easy thing to do at all. So I'm glad, you know, whatever pain caused that drinking that you have been able to deal with it. Just keep going. Keep your head up. You should be incredibly proud of that. I quit smoking cigarettes. I was a cigarette addict. And I know how hard that was too. So I can't imagine what it would be like to get off alcohol or, you know, other hard drugs. Because I tell you what, that whole addict for life thing, so true. So true. If I have, I don't know, I have nightmares where I smoke a cigarette. Still, to this day, it's been a long time. I smoked in college. It's been a long, long time. And I still have nightmares where I smoke a cigarette because I know if I smoke one, even now, if I pick one up, I'll start again. I won't be able to stop. And so I'll wake up and realize I didn't smoke the cigarette. And I'm like, oh, thank God. Oh, I didn't do it. So I can't imagine what it would be like. Wow, this person continues. They didn't know what a drunk I was at work until the day I showed up sober. Holy God. I can't imagine working drunk. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Texter writes, Tara, we hear all the time, you do you. Oh, yeah, from that commercial. With that in mind, let's split the country. And everyone must choose the side that works best for them. That way, Lib can enjoy everything they love with no conservative interference. And the same for what for the conservatives. That's, you know what's interesting? Look at vaccine passports, right? So you got Massachusetts, which I thought was the biggest story last week. Not only implementing them, but partnering with 15 to 20 other states to do it so they'll all share the same QR code. You know, meanwhile, you got 15 states that have banned vaccine passports in some form. So we're going to have two Americas. That's how we're going to do it. We're going to have two Americas, and one of them will be totalitarian. It's going to be really weird. It's going to be hard driving through, you know, the states you got to pass through to see your friends and family in other red states. But I mean, I don't know how she goes. Oh, see, I love these. Someone texted 7 years free of alcohol, 15 years free of methamphetamines. God bless you. That's something you should be proud of. That is a big journey straight uphill. Bless you. So proud of you.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.